heard lots of stories of how Ireland came to be. I've heard two or three that have sounded good to me. But until the other day, I couldn't understand why it was they put the Irish race in dear old Ireland. There's nothing too good for the Irish. That's why they gave them Erin's Isle. The angels quickly found a place for each nation and each race, but the Irish had them getting for a while. What shall we do, they asked each other, till St. Patrick said, I have a plan. Sure, we've got to treat the Irish nice, so we'll give them a slice of paradise, but there's nothing too good for an Irish man. When St. Patrick saw the little piece that they let fall, he cried, 'twon't do at all, it'll soon be much too small. Then an angel spoke up, if it grows too small someday, shall they move across the ocean and annex the USA. There's nothing too good for the Irish. That's why they gave them air insurance. Now the land has the land, all so beautiful. The angels quickly found a place for each nation and each race, but the Irish had them getting for assuredly the mad, for they had nothing suitable. What shall we do, they asked each other, till St. Patrick said, I have a plan. Shall we fix it so that every fall the Irish will get the city hall? But there's nothing too good for an Irish man. There's nothing too good for the Irish. That's why they gave them air insurance. Not a land half so grand or so beautiful. The angels quickly found a place for each nation and each race, but the Irish had them getting more assuredly the mad, for they had nothing suitable. What shall we do, they asked each other, till St. Patrick said, I have a plan. If we go to port, who's on the bench? If we go to war, who's in the trench? So there's no job too big for an Irishman.